Give the last message of warning to the world, December 17. He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, and then shall the end come. It is not enough in this time of test and trial to have merely an intellectual knowledge of the truth. Heart work must be done. The Lord cannot use the worker into whose experience true conversion has not entered. The agencies of God and satanic agencies cannot combine. While so many are saying, "Who is the Lord, that I should serve him?" while there prevails a lack of faith in God, let those who represent the work of the third angel's message act like converted people. I am hoping that we may have the satisfaction of seeing a work done that is free from selfishness and that will rapidly advance work in missionary lines. If ever there was a time in the history of Seventh-day Adventists when they should arise and shine, it is now. No voice should be restrained from proclaiming the third angel's message. Let none, for fear of losing prestige with the world, obscure one ray of light coming from the source of all light. It requires moral courage to do the work of God for these last days, but let us not be led by the spirit of human wisdom. The truth should be everything to us. Let those who want to make a name with the world go with the world. The great conflict is right at hand, in which all will take sides. In it the whole Christian world will be involved. Daily, hourly, we must be actuated by the principles of the Word of God. Self must be sanctified by the principles of the righteousness, the mercy, and the love of God. At every point of uncertainty, pray and earnestly inquire, "Is this the way of the Lord?" With your Bibles before you, consult with God as to what He would have you do. Holy principles are revealed in the Word of God. The source of all true wisdom is found in the cross of Calvary. Everywhere we see increasing evidence that the message we have from God is to be the last message of warning to the churches of the world. Yet year after year is passing into eternity, and the churches are unwarned. I am instructed to speak to my brethren and sisters and to ask, "Are we conscious of the neglect?" I have been given message after message for our leaders, encouraging them to begin work in every place where the way shall open. If laborers would go forth to the work, the Lord would bless their own souls and would make their efforts fruitful. As the people hear the reasons of our faith, they will become interested and will be converted. There are many important places open to those who will work for souls.